Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Beth Everett is on the phone from Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Beth, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Beth, what's your musical background?
Oh, I started piano when I was around 8, and I studied through high school. I also played the oboe in the high school band, and then I went on in college and majored in piano.
Ah, you did. And do you still play?
Yes, I do.
Good for you. Do you ever play around town, ever play in public?
I'm farming most of the time, but sometimes I do a little special thing for a rest home or children.
Lovely. So you play for your own enjoyment and share it with other people, too.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Well, Bruce has a piano puzzler to share with you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer Bruce has in mind. Now, Beth, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
Thank you.
Okay. Beth, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Was sweet. Beth, what do you think?
Well, I have the idea that it might be Beethoven is what I...
You know, it's a perfect guess, but it's actually not. And the reason I say it's perfect without being correct is that if it were based on a piano piece, it has a lot of Beethovenisms in it.
Yeah.
But it's actually based on a string piece, and it's full of quotations. So, but you're very close, of course.
Oh.
So are we talking about the same time period?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I, as I was even playing it, I was thinking, wow, this is more like Beethoven than most of the music by this person.
Well, it either has to be, I'm thinking it's either Mozart or Haydn.
Right. Well, it is one of those two. And I think the ending is more like the composer than some of the things that might have made you think Beethoven, like from here.
Oh, wow. I'm just running through my mind the endings of Haydn and the endings of Mozart.
Right, I know. It is tricky, those three.
Yeah, let me see. Well, I could be 50% right or wrong. I think it's Haydn.
There's one more possibility.
You
know, and the thing is, this is funny and charming because, you know, I really do think it sounds like Beethoven, but it's Mozart. And,
okay,
and
yeah.
For example, when this happens, silence, and then that probably said, oh, Beethoven. But
yeah,
almost this entire thing, except for the tune, which we haven't discussed, everything is from Mozart's string quintet, K 515.
It's music by Mozart.
It's by Mozart.
But looking ahead to the young Beethoven, in a way.
Right. You know, it's hard to say if it's looking ahead or Beethoven was sneaking a peek at Mozart.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
Well, Beth, your ear took you right to the right time and place, to Vienna, late 1700s. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Well done.
Oh, yes.
What about the tune that Bruce wove into this?
It impressed me as a show tune, which I might not know.
I don't believe it is a show tune, although there may be some shows that used it, but it sort of exists on its own.
Okay.
I think you probably do know it.
Oh, okay.
I just get that feeling. let me start right where the tune comes in.
Okay.
When I wish upon a star.
Exactly.
When you wish upon,
when
a,
you
star.
Wish upon a star.
Yes.
Oh, it was so well hidden. Oh, I just love how you hide things like
well,
that.
Well, it's really interrupted continually by this thing. But the thing is, in the original Mozart, he does go back and forth with the melody, which also has a big turn like that. So this is very, very close to the Mozart, just with the wrong tune, and it's compressed. From
wow.
From the whole movement, basically, down to a much shorter thing.
And Bruce, now that we know that it's When You Wish Upon a Star in the style of Mozart, can we hear this whole thing one more time?
Well, if you wish for it, friend. Lovely. You know, it also is very unpianistic because it's string music.
Yeah,
it's extremely
exactly.
awkward. In fact, when I was working on it, I was thinking, I can't believe I'm going to make myself do this because it's not even possible to do some of it. Like, for example, this, all these things, this should keep going, but you can't.
Yeah.
So there's some hand crossings in some places and there are some very awkward, you have to leave out notes in order to play both parts, and it really doesn't fit on the piano very well.
So it's the song When You Wish Upon a Star in the style of Mozart and quoting from a Mozart string quintet.
Huge amounts of quoting.
Okay. Well, Beth Everett, nicely done. You took us right to Vienna, late 1700s. You found Mozart and you named the tune as well. Well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful really... having you play the Piano Puzzler. And when you're not calling in to play on the air, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
From KTNE 91.1.
Part of NET Radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beth Everett from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Fred.
You bet. And Bruce,
thank you, Bruce.
See you next week.
See you next week, Fred.